Juan Marichal joins us on Sports Byline. Hall of Fame pitcher, 16 years in the majors, 14 with the San Francisco Giants, a year with Boston, and also finishing up his career with the Dodgers. And he won more games during the decade of the 60s, 191, than any other major league pitcher. He pitched a no-hitter. He threw 244 complete games. He led the National League twice in shutouts, throwing 10 of them back in 1965, and he was involved in arguably the greatest game ever pitched involving him and also Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Warren Spahn, and it's part of a great book called The Greatest Game Ever Pitched, Juan Marichal, Warren Spahn, and the Pitching Duel of the Century. Let me start out taking you back to the Dominican Republic. There has always been such a wonderful connection between baseball and the Dominican Republic. What's the history of that? What's the essence of that love affair between the Dominican Republic and baseball, Juan?
Well, we love the game of baseball in my country. Those days, you know, the kid wanted to become a baseball player. Today, I think they have a good reason why they want to become a baseball player, because they can make so much money and their life can change from night and day. When I signed my first contract as a professional baseball player, I got $500 bonus. Today, some kid from Dominican Republic, 16 years old, can get $4.6 million. So you can tell the difference. Also, baseball is number one sport in Dominican Republic. Everybody wants to play the game. You go to Winter League in Dominican, you go to the Caribbean Series, either with Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, or Mexico. In those countries, baseball is like bread and butter, you know, and we love the game and we love to play it. And that's why you see today so many great players from our country, so many prospects in the minor league, and so many superstars.
Tell me about your first baseball glove. Do you remember it?
Yes, that was made of some material that was very, very funny, you know, because most of the players there at that time, at that level, we don't make glove. We make that kind of first base mitt. And this is how we learn how to catch the ball, because we can't afford to buy a glove or bat, even a baseball. We used to make our own baseball. And bat, we used to climb in the trees and cut a branch and let it dry, and we make our own bat. And this is how we learn how to play the game.
Take me out on the field as a kid growing up. What were those ball games like in the Dominican Republic among the kids?
Crazy, crazy. Oh, yes. A lot of rivalry, you know. We take the game so serious that when I played for the Dominican Air Force in my country, one time we went to my hometown to face a team in Monte Cristi, and we lost a doubleheader. That Air Force team was owned by Trujillo's son, Ramfis. And Trujillo was a big dictator in Dominican Republic. So we lost that doubleheader. We came back to the city. Ramfis ordered a commission to go investigate in Monte Cristi why we had lost a doubleheader. So until they came back, they threw everybody, the whole team, in jail. The manager got 30 days, and all the players got 5 days. So that's how serious they take the game in our country.
And the story is, did you pitch against his team, beat them 2-1, and then he liked you so much, he wanted you on the team, and you had to enlist in the Air Force at the same time.
A year before that happened, I faced the Air Force team. I beat him 2-1, and the next day was a lieutenant in the door, knocking on the door with a telegram that say, be at the Air Force right away. So, oh my God, I took that telegram to my mother, and she didn't know what to say. So about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the same lieutenant came back with another telegram that read the same, and she said, well, son, you can't say no to those people.
Tell me how you got scouted by the Giants. How did you end up getting signed?
Well, this man, he used to play baseball at the Negro League team. One of those teams was owned by Alex Pompeo, a gentleman that worked for the Giants as a scout for Latin America. And he named this man Horacio Martinez a bird dog in our country. And he started looking for players, and he ended up signing the Alou brothers, myself, Dennis Rivas, Elias Sosa. He became one of the biggest or better scout in our country. And that's how I became a Giant.
What did you know about San Francisco?
At that time, nothing.
I mean, I can understand. And how old were you when you signed with the Giants?
18. Yes, the date I signed September 16 of 1957. So it was a few days. My birthday is October 20th. So it was about 20 days before I reached the 18.
And so you leave the Dominican Republic, and where did you come to in the United States?
The first stop was Sanford, Florida, where the Giants have the minor league camp. I spent like a month and a half there. Then from there, I went to Michigan City, Indiana, Class D, where I pitched 245 innings. I strike out 246. I went 21 game in the regular season, two in the playoff. I ended up with 1.87 ERA. I think I went all the pitching department that year. So the following year, they moved me to Class A.
One of the things that I've heard from Orlando, your teammate and fellow Hall of Famer, and from other players that came from the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, when they came to the United States back in the 60s, it was like culture shock. And even the story is that you were very, very homesick, that you almost went back to the Dominican Republic. How hard was that transition for you, Juan?
Very hard, very hard. You know, I left my country for the first time. My mother, my sister, and two brothers. I came to spring training, and let me tell you, I was shocked when I got to Sanford, Florida, because I didn't know about the racial problem in this country. So I said to myself, I couldn't believe it. The greatest country in the world and have this difference with human beings. And I almost went back because of that.
What was the first time you ever ran into racism?
Right there in Sanford, but and driving all the way from Florida to Michigan City, we had to ride in the last seat of the bus, right in the back. And was my manager's name was Buddy Kerr, a guy that played baseball for many years for the Giants, and he became like a father to four black on the team and three Latin. Every time we stopped for gas or for food, he was sure that we got something to eat. So he used to take us from the back of the restaurant through the kitchen to have something to eat. And I never forget that. I think that stopped my intention to go back home and forget about baseball.
How hard was it to play the game when you had these type of distractions? Because, A, you're young. B, you're in a foreign country almost in a sense. And you're trying to perform, and yet you've got to deal with all of this.
When I was on the mound, I forgot everything about it. Everything. I just want to do good. I prepare myself, physical, mentally, to do good on the field. And I think that's why I made it. Because I played the game to win. And I think everybody that play any sport should play to win and never give up. And I was that type of person, you know. I sacrificed myself for my career.
Orlando told me one time that a lot of the Caribbean players learned English by watching television. Was that true?
Well, when I came to the state, I can hardly say that a glass of water. I remember going to a restaurant, and I used to look to a different table to see if I see some plate that I might like. So I used to point to that table and tell the waiters. I think the first words that I learned was same, same, same. I used to point to the plate, and I say same, same. So that waiter know what I want. So it was very hard, very hard. But the way I learned little English was I bought a English and Spanish dictionary. And in the bench, I used to sit with near some American player that I can hear them talk, and I can learn more by talking to Philippe or Mari or Jesus, because when we were together, we only talked Spanish.
Juan Marichal is with us in the studio. The Dominican Dandy, that was his nickname. The Hall of Fame pitcher, 16 years in the majors. We'll talk more about his outstanding career as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.